8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says sunny today, high of 85, slight chance of a passing shower tonight. He'll have details on the weather. After AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois lawmakers have approved a spending plan to prevent layoffs, cuts in services, and closures of state parks and historic sites, but there's no guarantee, as Sean Crawford reports.
The Senate followed an earlier House vote and decided to sweep about $200 million from dedicated state accounts. Lake Forest Democrat Susan Garrett.
We're here as a safety net. These people need us. This is not something that we can pretend is going to go away because it's not.
The move to approve the spending comes after weeks of protest over the impact of the governor's cuts. However, Rod Blagojevich will now have the final say. He'll decide whether or not to approve the plan. A Blagojevich spokesperson says they're taking a close look at the idea, but indicated there could be technical problems with the legislation. He also raised concerns over new numbers that show tax revenues could be way down due to the economy. Several lawmakers have publicly urged the governor to go along with the funding measure. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meanwhile, Illinois' treasurer says sweeping funds from dedicated accounts should be looked upon as only a temporary answer to restore funds to various budget cuts. These actions were considered yesterday by Alexi Janulius, who says a lease of the state's lottery instead can serve as a long-term revenue source if it's done right. He calls this the most realistic option on the table right now.
I don't think it sets the right precedent to sell long-term revenue-generating assets for a one-time purchase or one-time influx of cash. That being said, if this gets structured and if it happens, this alleviates some of my concerns because it still provides a mechanism to bring revenue in for the next 50 or 60 years.
Janulius says the lottery lease has the potential to bring in $600 million each year for school and road construction. The measure is not expected to see action until November. The treasurer, who was in Champaign yesterday, says it's frustrating that legislative leaders have refused to negotiate simply because they don't like each other. The treasurer says they need to put aside their egos and personal agendas. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says he's upset with Republican presidential candidate John McCain for using his brother Bill Daley in a negative ad against Democratic foe Barack Obama. Daley yesterday called McCain desperate and said, if people start throwing dirt and mud, remember it comes back and hits you right in the face. Bill Daley is a former U.S. Commerce Secretary. In the ad, McCain's campaign describes Obama as born of the corrupt Chicago political machine, which includes Bill Daley, convicted political fundraiser Anton Tony Rezko, and Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. Daley said his brother is a member of the private sector and that if McCain wanted to include anyone in the ad, he should have included the mayor instead. Governor Blagojevich has declared three more Illinois County state disaster areas after severe flooding this month. The governor's office says the state disaster declaration for Bureau, Kendall, and Woodford counties means more state assets and personnel will be available to flooded communities. Andrew Velasquez is the third director of the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. He says floodwaters are still up in some areas of the three counties. Last week, the governor issued disaster declarations for seven Chicago area counties, including Cook, DuPage, DeKalb, Grundy, Kane, LaSalle, and Will. The city of Champaign is taking a second look at its recycling program, one that could lead to expanding the program to include apartment buildings. Unlike Urbana, Champaign does not require recycling pickup for apartment buildings with more than four units. For most Champaign apartment dwellers, the only option is to take materials for recycling to the city drop-off site on Hagen Street. But last night, city council members gave their staff the go-ahead to explore apartment recycling pickup and other ways of expanding recycling in Champaign. Bob Glassa of Rice and Brinkmeyer Apartments told the council that many of his tenants would like to recycle, but he asked the city to study the issue carefully before acting.
But I hope as we study it, you don't go into it with a foregone conclusion that we've got to get the apartments to recycle. There's a lot of people there. There's a real motivation to take that position. I hope we don't approach it with, we've got to get the apartments to recycle. We're not sure how to do it. They'll figure it out.
Currently, waste haulers in Champaign are required to provide curbside recycling at no extra cost. Councilwoman Deb Frank-Finan says if recycling pickup is expanded to include apartments, the haulers should receive some compensation. Besides apartment service, Champaign officials will also consider recycling pickup for commercial buildings, new materials to recycle, and a beefed-up marketing and education program to publicize the program. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 and meteorologist Ted Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. Well,
Jim Henson would have been 72 years old today.
Well, it's too bad he's not with us still.
Yeah, he died.
Really creative.
Boy, a while ago, back in 1990. I didn't realize it had been that long, but of course he created the Muppets and was a leading force behind the creation of a television program many of us grew up on, many of our kids have been growing up on over the years, Sesame Street. So
Sesame Street, didn't it just turn 40?
You know, that's
not
a good question.
Not too long ago.
Probably.
Which is probably means a couple of years ago already.
Yeah.
Sesame Street's been around a while.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
It's generations. Still going strong.
Generations of kids have found that to be a great thing to have in their lives.